Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer betting social platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head-to-head, cut.com, K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're brought to you by the SGPN merch store. 15% off everything in the playoffs when you use promo code PLAYOFFS. That's all cap PLAYOFFS. We're live. Let's go. Farmers Insurance Open. We have golf on Wednesday. Before we get into it, we have to talk about Sam Burns. We have to talk about the Nick Dunlap. We have to talk about the American Express. I was there. Boots were on ground. I witnessed Saturday's round. I was not there yesterday, but I did witness some of Nick Dunlap's 60. So he was playing the La Quinta course. Obviously, I was on the La Quinta course. Literally, no one was there. No one was at the LQ course on Saturday, but it was awesome. Like, I got to see a bunch of golfers that I knew. I got to see a bunch of, like you're at a golf event, but like you're not waiting for in big groups. You get to watch anyone you want. The three course rotation is cool as a viewer because it's super spread out. You get to see everything. So Nick Dunlap 60, there was legit no one there. I'm not discrediting it. I'm just saying there was no one there. So I was like, dude, this guy shot 60 with no one watching. He's not going to fare well on Sunday. He's not going to win. He fucking won. He wasn't perfect, but he did enough to win the golf tournament. And no matter what you can take from that, that is awesome. That is, he did enough. Balls, stones, clap for Nick Dunlap. And I'm so happy I didn't have find a matchup to fade him on, because I would have unloaded on that matchup and probably lost. So, excuse me, Nick Dunlap won the event, but we got to talk about Sam Burns, because Sam Burns, when he's been in the mix, when he's had these chances, he's clutched up and he's won. He's won a lot from behind, but like he's won and looked the part in these big, big moments. Does anyone have guts anymore? Does anyone have guts anymore? Every single player looks gutless, and it's just so frustrating because you're going to lose to a college kid who Justin Thomas looked like shit. Sam Burns didn't hit many good shots the first 15 or the first 12 holes. Like, it's just so frustrating because we put in all this work and our guys just look so gutless on Sunday. Truly gutless, and it's tough to lose money on and watch it go down IRL. But we got to move on. That's now three straight weeks. I know this is a DFS show. Three straight weeks, I lost a hefty $4,000 outright ticket. The Gala by one stroke. Keegan Bradley by one stroke. Sam Burns up a stroke on 17 and blows it. It is tough. It really is. But I mean, we're here. We are here. And let's talk about the Farmers Insurance Open, because this is what our focus is on. Here we are. No, that's the wrong layout. Here we are. Farmers Insurance Open, we head to Torrey Pines, a golf course that we know very well and a golf course that we, it's going to be very different than what we, this is the first big board test we get of 2024. And it's a very interesting leaderboard, a very interesting DraftKings board, I mean to say. Xander, Patrick, X, Max lead the way at the top. Very, very interesting. So let's talk about Xander Schauffele. Finishes T3 at the Amex with a fairly, these stat profiles are going to be weird for the first few weeks of the year, and especially the Amex, because we only have strokes gained from one course and situational. It's weird, definitely weird. So he gained in all four categories in two rounds at the stadium course, 1.4 strokes ball striking, 5 strokes putting. That was Xander's best putting performance since the Travelers, where he finished T5. So let's talk about Xander for a little bit. This golf course, Xander Schauffele, home field, home course, he always has the game coming into Torrey Pines, but he never really puts it together. Is the pressure too big for him? Is the golf course too big for him? No, like, it's weird because Xander Schauffele, obviously from San Diego, went to San Diego State. He always talks about how much he loves this place, how much this golf course suits his game, but it never really works out. Now, I talked about it being different for Xander this year. I talked about Xander putting his sole focus on winning more, being in the mix more, not doing the stupid backdoor shit. And I know you can say that he backdoored that T3 at the Amex, but it wasn't all bad. He got off to a scorching start on Thursday. The problem was Friday's round. Friday's round, it took him 15 holes to like make 2 or 3 birdies. Then he made a few down the stretch. But Friday took himself out of the tournament. Saturday and Sunday were great rounds. So I had a Xander 12-1 ticket. I usually get mad when I have Xander, but I'm more mad at Sam Burns than I am with Xander. He showed heart. He was there. I mean, maybe make that putt on 17 and you have a real chance to win, because then Dunlap knows the situation. But that he didn't win, finished T3, whatever, another great result for Xander. But he heads to a golf course that he has great results on. Like, we know this, he finished 13th here last year, second in 2021. A golf course that Xander Schauffele plays a lot, had a good US Open. He plays a lot. He knows better than anyone. So, like, it's no surprise he's the highest priced golfer in this field. But when Xander is in these situations, it's like, what will he do? Now, let's talk about Patrick Cantlay and then the rest of this field before I make a decision. Patrick Cantlay, I tweeted, there is going to be an E60 on Patrick Cantlay's final round at Amex. My man shot 76 yesterday. 76. You are Patrick Cantlay. You are one of the top 5 best golfers in the world at the easiest course on tour, and you're shooting a 76. Like, truth, that might be more shocking than Dunlap winning, truthfully. The odds on Patrick, 76, Patrick Cantlay, show some heart. Now Patrick Cantlay heads to a golf course that he hasn't really played in his career, for whatever reason, doesn't really play here every year, but I think it's going to set up for him well. This is very similar to Jordan Spieth at Bay Hill last year. Jordan Spieth went into Bay Hill, which was a good course fit, but he didn't really play the course like in his career much. He didn't really play due to scheduling, but he played last year and was in contention, almost won the damn golf tournament. Now, Patrick Cantlay is coming off of an event where he downright hit the ball horribly. I'm going to pull up his strokes gained numbers. He lost, I know it's 2 rounds, I know you can't take too much out of this. He lost 2.4 strokes on approach. That was his worst approach week since, you guys are ready for this? This is Patrick Cantlay's worst approach week. It's going to take me some scrolling. Yesterday was Patrick Cantlay's worst iron week since the 2022 Players, which was weather, and also the 2022 Genesis. So a while since Patrick Cantlay has hit his irons. This is now 2 straight starts Patrick Cantlay lost strokes on approach. But I still believe that was wonky. The course, like the 3-course rotation, I'm not taking too much out of that. Now, the biggest stat this week is going to be total driving. Patrick Cantlay is, I would say, the 3rd best total driver in the world. Rory McIlroy, Scotty Scheffler, and he has his moments where he is the best, both long and straight, and that is going to be so important this week, more important than anything else. They're getting a ton of rain here. That's going to emphasize the total driving even more, because if you're not long and straight, you're in the thick, wet rough, you're boned. Total driving is not even priority. It is higher than priority this week. You need to be playing out of the fairway, and you need to be, if you're a short hitter, you're not getting that role this week. Like, Colin Morikawa is going to be popular this week. But if Colin Morikawa is one off with his driver, he's going to be playing out of the thick, wet rough from way, way back. So I think Patrick Cantlay is a really interesting case this week because he's coming off of a horrible week. Everyone's going to want to go with hometown Xander. And I'm willing to forgive Patrick Cantlay for one bad round and a bad stat profile on a golf course that has wonky results and not like real stats because it was only from two rounds. I'm willing to forgive and forget and move on and play Patrick Cantlay at 10-5. Now, Max Homa. Simply, he just might have to be an auto click. Max Homa, defending champ of this event. 18th in 2021, 9th in 2020. And if you look at Max Homa's recent results, the Century Tournament of Champions, you're like, he didn't look that great. He finished what? He finished T14 of the century. But this man, Max Homa, lapped the field tee to green. He gained 7.1 strokes ball striking, which was top in the field, lost 5.5 strokes putting. We know how good of a putter he is on West Coast POA, and that's what we're going to get at Torrey Pines. Max Homa is clearly hitting the ball great. Like, the ball striking has been tremendous. He won at the Ned Bank. He gained 10.2 strokes ball striking. Hero, whatever. Two strokes ball striking. He's hitting the ball so well this week. He's heading to a golf course he won last year. He's heading to a golf course that suits him really well. At 10-1, like, he's going to be popular, but I think he is a great play. So I'm going to cross off Colin Morikawa. Max Homa, depending on the chalk, like, it's just simply like, this field is not incredibly strong. I think Max Homa is a good pick. But now between this Patrick, I think Patrick Cantlay is going to be the lowest owned guy. It's a decision and it is Monday, but I'm going to have to give you my decision because this is my job and it's just critical thinking. I'm going to do it right now. Max Homa, I think, is the safest option and the cheapest option, but he's going to be fairly chalky. So will Colin Morikawa, going to be very chalky. People love to click Xander for sure, but Xander at 10-6 is not regular. The highest priced golfer, I'm not sure if they'll click him. I don't think anyone's going to click Patrick Cantlay, and I'm willing to forgive and forget. I'm willing to click his name at a golf course that he doesn't usually play because usually good things happen. Like I talked about Jordan Spieth at Bay Hill. I think we can get that similar situation. He can be in the mix on Sunday. So I think my gut's going to go with Patrick Cantlay down here. But before we move on to the 9K range, I got to talk to you about Underdog. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college hoops, college football, golf. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite player stat, and you could win 100x with some spicy plays. If you've been following me on Twitter, I've been smoking the Underdog board, post them every round. I'm definitely upping my units this week for Underdog and Prize Picks because I have been doing well. So you keep following me on Twitter and you will get those Underdog plays. All right, let's move down to the 9K range and we'll talk about our guy Sung J.M. down to Eric Cole at 9K at this golf course. Is kind of funny. So Sung J.M., he's played here a bunch. He plays here nearly every year. His last two trips are a fourth and a sixth. Now, Sung J. is not the longest, but definitely above average straightest. Definitely above average in accuracy, not straightest. So he's going to play out of most fairways, but he won't be playing. He won't be crushing the ball down the field, down the golf course, and be one of the longer guys. Now, I talked about Colin Morikawa. It's going to be wet. He's going to get less rollout. The same thing will happen with Sungjae, but Sungjae is been so steady with his irons, and not that Colin Morikawa hasn't, but I'd rather play 9900 than 10-1 or 10-2 on a guy who's been playing more golf. And I feel like Sungjae, even if he gets out of it quick, he has that like backdoor potential. Like Sungjae will get out to a first round lead, then shoot like 73 on Friday. And you're like, what the fuck, Sungjae? And then he'll come back Saturday, Sunday, backdoor into to a T4. And that's fine at 9,900. Like, I talked about Sam Burns having no guts. Sungjae does not have many guts either, because whenever he gets near the leaderboard, not great. But I do like him. I do like his game for this golf course. Let's have the Ludwig conversation. I've been waiting to see Ludwig on a golf course like this, because his game, long and straight, that is going to be emphasized so much highly this week because of the rain. And I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to do with Ludwig yet, because we're waiting for him to perform on a golf course like this, but he's only shown it at the Baby Track. He's only shown it at the RSM Classics, the short wedge fest in Europe where he won. He hasn't showed it on a big boy golf course yet, but he hasn't had that many opportunities. And here we are, Ludwig at Torrey Pines. Like, the golf course makes so much sense for him. He kind of struggles with his middle to long irons. He's shown that his best game is driver wedge. He's not going to have that here, but he's going to be playing out of the fairway. He's just going to have that advantage on his second shot where the rest of the field will not. So that just elevates his ceiling, which makes him a great, like a safe DFS play, I think, even at 9,700. Jason Day, 9,500. You're buying a golfer who loves this golf course. He's has some of the best results out of anyone in their career at Torrey Pines, behind like John Rahm. And even over the last 4 years, 7th, 3rd, 16th, 5th. And that was when Jason Day was kind of like in his ups and downs. And now he's playing a lot of golf. He had a good week at the Amex, finished 34th, 10th at the Century, 11th at the Hero. And he's gaining strokes across the board consistently. Do I love it here at this price point? Not really. I'd rather go up to the top and get a $9,500 Jason Day, if I'm being honest. Now, Tony Finau, Minwoo Lee. Minwoo Lee, I'm already seeing, is really popular. But, like, it's going to be interesting with Minwoo Lee. I want to see his stat profile from, I guess, two rounds of strokes gained at the Amex. If you know golf, but you don't know how, like, you're not into the golf stats, Minwoo Lee is, like, a Korn Ferry Tour iron player. He is so bad with his irons. He's young. That's how Wyndham Clark was before he won. It can change. And I'm bullish on the big, like, and I mean, the same thing with Ludwig. Ludwig's a little better with Minwoo than on his irons, but they still have that weakness with their irons, and you need that iron play to contend. Now, this is a golf course where driving the ball is paramount, and Minwoo Lee is elite off the tee. Long, straight, creative, and he has that around the green play. If this does turn into a scramble fest, we saw Patrick Reed win it in that way, had a decent iron week and was able to capitalize with his around the green and putting. Minwoo gives you that. But it's just so tough to click a guy who you know is going to like spot the field two strokes with his irons. He's going to be popular too, so I think that just makes it a complete fade. We'll talk about Eric Cole. Literally might miss the cut. He, at 9K, everyone loves to play him, but this is a golf course that really just makes Eric Cole vulnerable. He gives the field so many strokes off the tee, and you just cannot do that at Torrey Pines. You cannot be missing fairways and playing out of the thick rough. This is one of the longer golf courses on tour, if you don't know. So Eric Cole just cannot be playing from behind. He cannot be scrambling. He cannot be short and inaccurate. He missed the cut here last year. I think this is where Eric Cole's run comes to an end. He's just been a cut maker, a great performer. I gotta say no to the Eric Cole thing. Keegan Bradley, we're gonna get down to this 8K range. Keegan Bradley is going to be fairly chalky, I can imagine. He's coming off of a runner-up. Come on, I hate when it does this. Like, let me scroll. Here we go. All right, we'll leave that like that. I'll go down to Keegan Bradley. All right, Keegan Bradley is coming off of a playoff loss at the Sony, and he's coming to a golf course where he had a great result last year, finished runner-up here last year, and he, in an interview, Keegan Bradley said his most disappointing result last year was Torrey Pines. He felt like he had that tournament, and he let it go late. He missed his birdie opportunity on 18, I believe. So yeah, he's going to be really chalky, but it makes sense. He's been hitting the ball really well. Yeah, definitely can have a good week here in his 8K range. Now, I really like Harris English, but I don't love the price. I thought we were going to get him closer to the bottom of the 8K range. He's missed his last two cuts here, but he's playing really good golf. 10th at the Sony, 14th at the Century. Harris English does really good within these long and straight US Open type conditions, and I think that DK price, DK knows it. DK is a little sharp. DK has Harris, I think, where he should be. So I really like Harris English at $8,800. I kind of like him more than Keegan, especially with the chalk. I think the best click in this range is going to be Nikolai Courtyard at $8,400. He's making his first start on the PGA Tour in 2024, but this kid's talent is off the charts. This kid is elite off the tee, elite on approach, and that is paramount this week. He struggles on and around the greens, but he's a prototypical young ball striker talent. He won the DP World Tour Championship just a few months back with Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Victor Hovland, everyone, you name it, was in that field. And Nikolai won it, obviously played in the Ryder Cup. And he's not playing, I know I said this is his first start of 2024, but he's played a bunch on the DP World Tour. Hasn't looked amazing, but at $8,400, yeah, I am so down for Nikolai. I want to talk about another European guy. That's Adrian Meronk. You see him down there at $8,200. Last time Adrian Meronk played a big boy golf course, that was Oak Hill, and he led the field in birdies. Adrian Meronk is very long off the tee, and he gets a little wonky, but if he's dialed, he's dialed. But this guy, doesn't matter what golf course he's playing, is going to fire at flags. He's going to make a ton of birdies, but bogeys will come. DFS, that's kind of what you want. And when he's dialed, he's fearless, and he is he's one of those guys that just gets scorched earth. And it's like, this guy is on fire. Like, he'll go on those six birdie runs. Meronk has that, and it's a great buy at $8,200. He gives you that upside, too. He just finished, runner-up to Rory McIlroy in Dubai. Like, he's playing good golf at the moment. He's making his PGA Tour debut, and this is a golf course that suits him well. So I think the Europeans are great clicks in this 8K range. Nikolai and Meronk. Sepp Straka, I'm already seeing, is very chalky, but he has great results here and he's hitting the ball well. I think Sepp's going to have a good year. Might be a little bit too chalky for me. I think Sahith Theegala is a big fade. He's going to be popular. He's a California guy and he's weird. He's going to either finish T5 or miss the cut, like literally. Because if he starts missing fairways, he's boned. But if he's hitting fairways, he's going to be longer than average and he's going to be able to dial into that hot iron game and hot around the green game. But he's too tough to predict with a wonky driver because he's either hit or miss off the tee. Let's move down to this 7K range. Come on, just let me scroll. I hate when it does this. Oh my God. Like, why does it do this? All right, here we go. So the top of the 7K range is Shane Lowry all the way down to big 7K range. Down to Sammy Steve. So we'll talk about the top of the 7K range. While I'm scrolling, I will just give you the Shane Lowry bit. He missed the cut last week when he was priced at like $8,800. That was egregious price. I do want to look and see how Shane Lowry hit the ball because coming into the Amex last week, Shane Lowry lost like 10 strokes ball striking in Europe. So I want to see if it got any better. Shane Lowry at the American Express gained 0.4 strokes to the field ball striking in two rounds, missed the cut. No, this is not where I want to run out Shane Lowry. I know he's creative. I know he can scramble well, but he's not really hitting the ball well. He doesn't really have much upside, I would believe. I think Shane Lowry is a easy cross off. Let's see if this will let me scroll. Here we go. I'm sorry. That's just being so weird. Where are we? Okay. It's just not really scrolling well. Sigh. Okay, I'm just going to talk then and remove my screen. So here we are. I just talked about Shane Lowry. I will go down and talk to you about Will Zalatoris. No. He's already in the AK range. Will Zalatoris, I'll do the bit right now. Obviously, he nearly won here. He played okay last week, but I still don't think he's there yet. This is the first time he's playing a big boy golf course since his injury, and you can't be missing. You can miss at the Amex and get away with it. You can't do it here. He's going to garner some ownership too because he made a cut. I love you, Will. I love you more than I love a lot of people. I love you more than I love a lot of things. God damn, I love Will Zalatoris, but I'm not doing it even at AK. I am not doing it even at AK. A guy that I can get behind is Stefan Jaeger at $7,800. Stefan Jaeger, he is just a guy who makes cuts, a guy who doesn't mix. But at $7,800, a lot of guys are going to miss this cut, this big boy track. He made it last year. He made it in 2019, and he's playing great golf. Like six straight made cuts from Jaeger, and it's just so consistent. Like he's hitting fairways. He's hitting greens. He's longer than average. He's straighter than average. Like I like Stefan Jaeger at $7,800. I also like Akshay Bhatia at $7,500. He played about as good as you possibly could have played with missing that cut at the Amex. He missed it on the number. But before that, 13th, 14th, 38th, 20th, 10th, 21st, he's a guy. He's like a ride the hot hand guy. He's playing good. He's playing a lot. Like you want those guys who are like in their first few years on tour playing every like Eric, if we could have got in on Eric Cole before knowing what Eric Cole was, we would have been all right, just playing Eric Cole from the jump. Akshay could be that guy. I know we know Akshay, but he's playing a ton of golf and he's playing good golf. California guy, ball striking is paramount. He's one of the best long iron players in this field. He can heat up. And the guy right below him, Emiliano Grillo, seventh at the Sony. But this golf course fits Grillo's stat profile way better than the Sony. But I'm nervous. Grillo has like lost the best part of his game. The best part of his game was iron play, and he gained two strokes on approach at the Sony. But before that, it was one, two, three, four, five, six straight events where Grillo lost strokes on approach. And if you know anything about golf, you know that Grillo is an elite iron player. He lives in San Diego too. If you didn't know that, Emiliano Grillo lives in San Diego. Loves a coastal track too. Grillo at 7,500 is an absolute hammer. Absolute hammer. One of my favorite plays, but he doesn't have the best course history. But Grillo, JT Poston, and who else did I say I was really bullish on this year? Grillo, JT Poston. There was one other guy that I'm just like, I pencil down on like they're going to have a year. Oh, Sepp. Grillo, JT Poston, Sepp. Breakout years. Grillo is one of those guys. And I think that suits him at $7,500. So
pro teams have millions to spend and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Before I get in and talk to you about the rest of this 7K range, I want to talk to you real quick about Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets. Sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. And to enter any parlay into the Hall of Fame Bets parlay optimizer tool to get rate hits broken down by leg. It's like a model for parlays. So like you kind of just plug these numbers in and it gives you a bunch of info that's really key. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets. HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Also, SGPN merch store. 15% off everything, promo code playoffs. We're competing against other shows for a bonus, so come support the Golf Gambling Podcast. It really helps us. It does. So come support the Golf Gambling Podcast, code playoffs, SGPN merch store. Okay, bottom half of the 7K range, and then I will get into a few 6K plays. There's two guys at $7,200 that I absolutely love. And they go by the name of Alex Smalley and Justin Suh. Now, Alex Smalley, in his young career, has already made two cuts at Torrey Pines. And it's not just, this isn't just a regular golf course. Torrey Pines is one of the toughest courses on tour. Everyone knows that. It's not a hot take. And Alex Smalley has made the cut twice already. That doesn't surprise me. Alex Smalley is a young stud of a ball striker. Alex Smalley is above average at tee to green, kind of struggles on the green, and he's hitting the ball really well at the moment. He missed the cut at the Sony, but he was hitting the ball really good at the Sony. Played well at the Sony. Played well at the Amex, kind of parlayed that good ball striking I was talking about into the Amex, and we were on him last week, which was good. Now, Justin Suh missed the cut on the number at the Amex, but he was 10 under through six and was just lights out. When Justin Suh is at his best, we know he's a really good putter and really good off the tee. The iron game is hit or miss, and he's hitting his irons well at the moment. He's a California kid. He can get hot off the tee, like long and straight. You would not think it. Long and straight. The iron play, it's heating up. We know he's going to be, I can't say we know he's going to have a good off the tee week because he's like still $7,200 and he's still like Justin Suh. He's not like Rory McIlroy with the driver, but he's generally good off the tee. The iron play is trending in the right direction and he's one of the best putters on the entire tour. So I love him. I don't really care who you pick, either Justin Suh or Alex Smalley, but at $7,200, I love them both. So let's get down to this 6K range and I'm going to give you a few names, but the official 6K picks will be tonight on the 6K DFS Darling Show. If there was ever a place for Robert McIntyre, it would be here. Has not looked well in the PGA Tour thus far, but he does his best work in difficult conditions. Alejandro Toste at $6,600 missed the cut at the Amex, but his best weapon is his driver, both long and straight. Huge weapon here. Same thing with Chris Goddard. Like, the dude did not look good at the Amex, but he finished ninth here in 2020. I'm just kidding. He's never played here. I was looking at the wrong person. But Chris Goddard, I don't know why I like even thought that. I was like, there's no way that even makes sense. Chris Goddard is an absolute weapon off the tee. And I would be not surprised at all if he finishes in the top 20 here after missing the cut at the Amex. Chris Goddard is not a birdie maker. Chris Goddard is a difficult conditions grinder, a tee to green savant, and that is what Torrey Pines ask you to do. So $6,500, this is a much better golf course for a bounce back from Chris Goddard. And those two guys I like the most. There's one name down at $6,100 that I do like, Paul Barjon. He finished 39th last week at the Amex, and he looked really good. And I know he came from the Korn Ferry Tour, but he's played on the PGA Tour for a while on his career. And when he was on the PGA Tour, one of the best part of his game was the long irons, surprisingly, and going to get a ton of long irons here. So I like Paul Barjon at $6,100, but that wraps it up. That's a 30-minute tangent of me talking about golf. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you learned something. I will be back later today with 6K DFS Darlings, $5,000 golf bets, and let's win. Let's fucking win. Three straight weeks, we lost an outright by one stroke. That's $1,200. $12,000. This is the life I choose. I will see you guys later. Any questions, you know where to find me. Peace out.